You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for this day. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, the Hour of Prayer. That is what we're doing. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am blessed. In spite of, despite what's happening, what's going on, what I see, what I feel, what I know, what I hear, what I smell, what I taste, despite, hallelujah, the reports, I am blessed. Amen. Welcome to this new month and this new day and this new time and this new hour and this new now. This moment right here is new. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are entering into this new now, this new month with the expectancy. Hallelujah. With our eyes locked in on Jesus. Hallelujah. Gaining access to the Father. Hallelujah. With Him, all things are possible. So we're coming in with that posture. Amen. We're coming in with that mindset that I'm expecting from you, Lord God. We're coming in with that song. Hallelujah. A song of expectancy. Amen. A song of all things are possible. A song of nothing is too hard for you, God. A song of things turning in our favor, a song of new favor in this month. Hallelujah. That's what God put on my spirit as we're in, even being in this month of August. Hello, August. We declare that August is good to us, and we are good to it. Amen. In this new month, this 8 month, having the numerical meaning of new beginnings. We're believing God to do a new thing. And I got scripture to support it. Amen. But first, let us just humble ourselves and begin praising the Lord. Resume praising the Lord if you already were. Hallelujah. Father God, we turn and we look to you. Father God, we thank you. Father God, in this moment, we humble ourselves before you. Father God, we ask that you will wash us anew, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us. Give us a new perspective, O God, a new mindset. Let us operate out of the mind of Christ as we present ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Is it reasonable to present ourselves and be a living sacrifice unto you, no matter how our flesh, it may feel unreasonable for some of the things that you're asking us to do or give up or to start? It may seem unreasonable. That's because that's indication that there's a dying to self that needs to happen in that place. Hallelujah. But it's reasonable that we present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, that we may be transformed, hallelujah, by the renewing of our minds, hallelujah, that we're no longer conformed to the world, hallelujah, conformed to the things of our past and experiences and people and even our family history, and we're no longer conformed to even generational curses. We're no longer conformed, hallelujah, to react, hallelujah, the way the world tells us to react, or our flesh tells us to react or respond. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the new, that our minds are being renewed. Somebody lay your hand on your mind and say, my mind is being renewed. We're taking every thought captive and bringing it into the obedience of Christ as our mind is being renewed, that we may do and fulfill and know your good and perfect and acceptable will for our lives, O God. We desire, it is our expectancy, that the fullness of our inheritance we receive, and it is manifested on this earth. Hallelujah. That the enemy is unable to kill, steal, and destroy our purpose, the promise, your will from being done in our life. So God, right now, we just glorify you. And God, right now, we just exalt you. And God, right now, hallelujah, we just applaud you. And God, right now, we just bow before you. And God, right now, we welcome your presence into our atmosphere. And God, right now, we welcome your presence into the environment that we are in right now. God, we welcome your presence into our vehicles. God, we welcome your presence into our homes. God, we welcome your presence into our bedrooms. God, we welcome your presence, hallelujah, in our offices. God, we welcome your presence wherever the soles of our feet may tread, that we may experience you, hear you, see you, be ministered to you, be ministered to by you. Father God, we need you. We're hungry and thirsty for you. You are our living well. You are our redeemer. You are our help. You are our source. You are our way. You are our light. You are our lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Oh God, you, hallelujah, all are our healer. You, oh God, are the one, hallelujah, that take all of our heart issues, soul issues, and begin to mend and heal and fix and restore and reconcile and aid us in being able to forgive and let go. God, you are our provider. And God, we are, some of us, all of us, are standing in a place of expectancy in this month, hallelujah, for you to provide. Listen, I just had a little impression by the Spirit of when a woman is expecting a child. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We stand in a place of expectancy, knowing that the thing is coming to pass, knowing that the answer to the prayer is being delivered and manifested, knowing that the vision and the promise and the plans and the dreams and the desires, we are giving birth to in a healthy fashion. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for even sending our destiny helpers and our spiritual and earthly, physical midwives to help us, oh God, in our purpose to give birth to that which you set within us, oh God. Let us not give up on that which you have, your word, the dream, the vision. Let us not stop because it doesn't look like that it will happen. Let us not give up. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Let us not give up, Lord God, or change our mind, hallelujah, away from agreeing with you, because it seemingly dried up, because seemingly we stepped in the wrong direction based off of what is looking like. Lord God, I thank you that in this moment it's a reminder that we keep going, a reminder that we are where we're supposed to be, a reminder that we're on the right track, a reminder to keep praying, a reminder to keep seeking you, a reminder to keep asking, a reminder, hallelujah, to keep tending to, a reminder, hallelujah, even having the sense, the spiritual discernment and sensitivity to know that even if you tell us to take our hands off of it, that is still, hallelujah, tending. It's just tending in a new way, in a way, in your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you that even if you're telling us to let go, hallelujah, the letting go is not a giving up. It's a letting go. So now it's your turn to put your hand on it and to do it. Hallelujah. But we're still in your way, hallelujah, of giving birth, of seeing it come to pass. And so, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing with us and to us and for us and through us. Hallelujah. In this month, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our bodies, oh God, in the heal in the area of healing. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing, hallelujah, in the area of employment, in our careers. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in the area of our of purpose and the plans that you have for us. We thank you, oh God, for the new thing that you're doing, hallelujah, in our relational life, hallelujah, in our personal life, hallelujah, in our mate life, hallelujah, even in our single life. And it's those of us who are standing in the single place and believing, oh God, for you to unite us with kingdom partners and divine God ordained partnerships, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the new thing that you're doing in our marriage. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our romantic life. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our professional life. Oh God, oh, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our with our and in our wombs, oh God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing with our children, oh God, and in our children, oh God. We thank you for the new thing that you are doing, hallelujah, in the area of the projects, hallelujah, that in the ventures, maybe even in the new ventures, that you're having us to start. Oh God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing in our ministries, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the new thing that you are doing in the businesses that you have us to start or that we're thriving in or that we're in, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the new thing that you're doing in our minds and in our thought life, oh God. Listen, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new thing that you're doing, hallelujah, in our sleep life, oh God. Get our sleep on track, oh God. Bless our sleep, oh God, that we may get good sleep, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the new thing that you are doing in our walk with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the new thing that you are doing. Listen, I tell you, my Father is so good because as I, he, the Holy Spirit just keeps putting on my, on me new. New. I look on this computer screen in bold capital letters. It says new. Ah, And sometimes the Lord will just do that to let me know, hallelujah, that what I'm speaking is what He is speaking. And so we thank you, oh God, for the new experiences of heaven on earth. We thank you, oh God, that you're reminding us today, hallelujah, that it is possible for us to experience heaven on earth, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the new faith, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the new joy. We thank you, oh God, for the new peace, hallelujah. You say that the peace that you give us is not like the world's peace. Thank you for introducing us and reintroducing us and causing us to get acquainted, hallelujah, with your peace, oh God, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your peace flow, hallelujah, through our homes. Let your peace, oh God, envelop the place where we sleep, the place where we eat, the place where we work, the place where we drive. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, that's our car. Oh, glory. Let your peace, oh God, be with us as we go to and fro. Let your peace be that which we hear on the phone. Somebody say, that's good news. That's good news. Let your peace, hallelujah, be when we pull up our email. Somebody say, that's good news. That's good news. That's good news. Let your peace, hallelujah, be in the form of ways being made out of no way in the supernatural, and in being divinely aligned and divinely positioned and being at the right place at the right time and just finding favor. We thank you, oh God. Ah, hallelujah, for your peace. Lord God, let your peace show up in ways that I didn't even know that this is called peace. Come on, somebody. Opportunity. Doors opening. That's peace. That's a peace that takes us from a toil to a relief. Hallelujah. Let your peace, let your peace overtake our bank accounts. Hallelujah. Let your peace kiss our finances. Hallelujah. Let your peace be that which we walk out on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your peace is your word and your instruction. Peter walked out of the boat on water on your word. Hallelujah. And encountered your peace. Hallelujah. In the midst of that storm. Hallelujah. And was able to walk on that which should have took him down. Because come on, somebody, peace. Somebody say, I receive your peace, oh God. We underestimate the richness and the value, the potency and the power of God's peace. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your peace. I see peace, hallelujah, into our minds that produces clarity, that allows us, enables us to see and to come up with ideas and imagine. Our imagination comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let your peace run amok in our imagination. Hallelujah. That we are coming up with ideas and inventions that other people didn't come up with that'll take us into a being a CEO, being a multi-million, being financially free, hallelujah. Let your peace overtake the places of debt and them touch and brush up against them loans and the things that we gotta seemingly trying to drown us, oh God. Oh Lord, hallelujah, we need you. That's the truth of the matter. We need you, God, and you are so real. You're more real than my voice being heard right now or my little physical self being seen right now. You're more real, Lord God, and we want to experience you. Lord God, you're more real than the situation that we're seeing and feeling and hearing and knowing and having to deal with. Hallelujah. Maybe stressing some of us out and worrying some of us and seemingly trying to take us down and strangle us and suffocate us. You're more real even, hallelujah, than all the good. You're more real and more good than all the good that some of us have been experiencing, God. You're more real. We want you to be the center, be the center. Be the center of our life. Oh God, be the Alpha and Omega of our life. Be the first and the last of our life. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh Lord, you are. You are our answer that we seek. You are the key that we seek. You are the master plan. You are the master plan, oh God. Ooh, Jesus, 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 at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, hallelujah, every tongue shall confess, hallelujah, we thank you, O God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, hallelujah, we declare that on this day, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we condemn it. Hallelujah. We condemn it in the name of Jesus. Make us aware, hallelujah, of the weapons that's being formed, and then make us aware of the power and authority that we have to condemn. Isaiah 43, verse 19, it says, behold, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, in rivers, in the desert, and I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it again. And this time I'm going to read the verse right above that. Yes, this is the Lord, our Redeemer speaking to us. Yes, 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 yes. This is the Lord, our Waymaker speaking to us. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. This is the Lord, hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, speaking to us. This is Yahweh, the one that led the children of Israel out of the afflicted place, the bound place, the oppressed place, the crying place, the sighing place. Hallelujah, who made a way out of. This is Yahweh speaking to us. This is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, speaking to us. This is Jehovah Rapha, come on somebody, our healer, speaking to us. This is Jehovah Ra'ad, our shepherd, the one that leads us and protects us and guides us, speaking to us. Isaiah 43:18 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Let us stop focusing on rehearsing, remembering, looking back to the past, to the yester. Hallelujah. Let us stop remembering on the negative, rehearsing the bad. Maybe even for some of us, by the grace of God, rehearsing the traumas. Come on, hallelujah. I recognize in the sensitive place, but we recognize also in the grace place of the Lord. Let us stop rehearsing, looking back to the past, even looking back to the quote-unquote good old days. Bible says that the latter shall be greater. If we're spending our time in the past, how can we allow him, hallelujah, to loosen our feet to tread in the path that he has created and is creating for us? I'm reminded even right now, the children of Israel, that first generation that left out of Egypt, they were unable to enter into their new land, into the new place, into the new promise, because they're too focused looking in the past, looking in the back, thinking that that which was behind them, that something in it was sweet enough, good enough to keep wanting to run back to keep wanting to think on, remember on. Oh, right now I'm reminded. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded right now of the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, informing me about Lot's wife in Genesis. As they lived in Sodom and Gomorrah when it was so wicked, and God said, I'm destroying this place. And off of Abraham's intercession, Lot and his family had a way out. God responded. The Lord responded to Abraham's prayers. Come on, somebody. Do we hear the Holy Spirit? I'm responding to your prayers. Hallelujah. I'm responding to your prayers concerning you. I'm responding to your prayers concerning those you are interceding for. I'm responding to your prayers. Oh, God, thank you. Ah. And so he responded to the prayers, and the angel came, the angel of the Lord came in to escort Lot and his familia out. And that escort came with instructions. Hallelujah. In the new, we must follow the instructions of God. And something in Lot's wife desired more that which she was leaving than to follow the instruction of God. And it caused her to be cemented to that place. It caused her to be destroyed also. It caused her to be calloused. Ooh, I hear you, Lord. Sometimes focusing on the past and rehearsing those things can cause our hearts to develop calluses, our minds to develop calluses. Oh, God, our souls to develop calluses. And create even more issues, or create a place of being bound and stuck. And unable to move forward. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Whoo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rain on us, oh, God. Hallelujah. Nourish us, O God. Hallelujah. Wash us, O God. Ah, hallelujah. As we present ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we trust you no matter what it is that our flesh is experiencing or feeling. Hallelujah. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? How do we know it? How do we know it but we be in the presence of God? How do we know it but we be at the feet of Jesus. How do we know it? But we presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God. Oh, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. How will we know it if we're not in the hearing place of the Lord? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How do we not know it if we're not getting still before the Lord? How do we not know it if we're not all of our emotions and all of our desires and all of the talk and the rehearsing of the details and all of the how do we not know it? How do we not know it? I hear you, Lord. How do we not know it if we're not following the instructions of God? Even in the face of it not making sense to us, let us get off of, Lord, this place of it having to make sense to us. Some of God's instructions will go against our logic. It will go against our rationale. It will go against our reason. We won't be able to reason it. We won't be able to reason it. Ah, Jesus! Ah, shall ye not know it? Shall ye not know it? We know it. Because we are spending sweet time with the Lord. We know it because when it's spoken to us, we're choosing to grab hold of it. And foster it and tend to that. No matter how ridiculous. No matter how absurd, no matter how much we've never met anyone that, come on, when Noah was given the instruction to build the ark, it had never rained before. No one even knew what that was. We say it and read it so lightly and loosely because now we know rain. What about if the new thing God is wanting to do with us and through us and for us, hallelujah, that it will bless us and our families and our generation and wherever he sends us? What if? It's simply absurd. What if, everyone says, that's simply absurd. What if? Oh, Lord. So what if it's absurd? So what if it doesn't make sense? So what if it's illogical? So what if it's irrational? So what if the math not mathing? Ah, so what? I am following the instructions of the Lord. I am doing what God thus say it. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way. Listen. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So what if it shut up? So what if I don't see an open door? So what if I haven't got any news back on the interview? So what? If I keep hitting a wall, so what if it's all dried up? Come on, somebody. Ooh, I know this is a hard one. So what if my bank account is in the zeros or in the less than 100? So what? Ooh, yes. Uh-huh. Maybe I'm in a divine position for to see God make a way out of no way, to see God make a way in that wilderness place, to see God create rivers in that desert place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This now it takes me to Exodus. Let's go to Exodus, because there was a new song, hallelujah, a new song that God gave Moses and even Miriam, hallelujah, after he made a way out of no way. We thank you for the new, hallelujah, when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the Red Sea and being stuck between a rock and a hard place, being stuck between the Red Sea and their enemy coming in. So what if it looks like it's going to overtake you? I know. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. I know. Trust me, I know. Ooh, I know it's been a long time. Hallelujah. I know it's been a season after season of toiling and hardship. When is it going to let up? Right? Ooh, Shatabos. He created a new song. God did a new in Moses and the children of Israel's life as they follow the instructions. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 15, right? And so God, it was God that led them to the Red Sea. Because not only is he making a way, but he's getting rid of, hallelujah, their old. And dealing with the old, and dealing with that which was afflicting them, scaring them, intimidating them, oppressing them. You're getting rid of dealing with the injustice. You're dealing with the afflicted place, dealing with that crying place. That is no more. That is no more. Come on. Do we hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking about to us and about us? And so as they were at the Red Sea, it's the Lord that caused the Red Sea to obey his word. As Moses was obedient, all things are in obedience to God. Let us be in a place of obedience and see God's miracles, his signs, and his wonders. And this created positioned them to have a new song and a new joy. And a new peace, and a new vitality, and a new. We thank you for the new that's happening in this month, oh God. A new dance. I'm going to read Exodus 15:20 from a Miriam song. Hallelujah. Somebody say a new song. God's giving me a new song concerning my life. A new song concerning the things in my life. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and then they found no water, but God's going to deal with that too, right? Amen. But I just wanted to stop. I should have stopped. Somebody said you should have stopped earlier, but it's okay. It's okay. because God provided also in that place, in that dry place. God's provided in every dry place. Every dry place that we may have, God is providing. Every bitter place in our life or surrounding us, God is providing. Every stuck place, God is providing, making a way. Hallelujah. Every little place, God is stepping into. A hallelujah. Every toil place God is dealing with on our behalf. Hallelujah. Everything that's coming up against us, God is coming up against them and coming up against it. Hallelujah. Amen. There's another. Hallelujah. Let's see how much we can visit. But there's another in 1 Samuel. God gave a new song, and her name is Hannah. And you see, it was God that shut up her womb. And as a result of God shutting up her womb, she was grieved and afflicted, even by Peninnah, her husband's other wife. Hallelujah. And just by the fact of seeing that she had and people around her have that which she's believing God for, that which she knows, something in her, I believe, knew that, no, this is my inheritance. I have a right to this. Amen. Hallelujah. And she prayed from that place of grief, prayed from that place of affliction, prayed from that place of hurt. Hallelujah. And it caused her to pray a prayer where enter a deep worship and to utter something that no one else was thought to utter and provide a solution to a problem and study it, and you'll see. I don't have time to get into it right now. But she offered her son to the Lord, which was a solution. And it's something about, even in our dark place, that it produces a worship and a prayer and a relationship with God that otherwise, in a richness with him, in our spirit, man, that otherwise maybe would not have come. But God answered her prayer. Come on, somebody. Hello, 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 hello. God answered your prayer. God answered her prayer and did what she requested. And she thus did what she said that she would do. Let us be men and women of God, men and women, hallelujah, of that have an impeccable as we can get word. Amen. Okay, I'm not even going to get on that right now. But God moved in a way that gave her a new song. And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, are the words of her new song. And it says in verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. God is turning around in our favor. In this month, come on, somebody, new. We're having a new song, new favor, new encounters, new experiences with God, a new rejoicing, a new dancing, a new joy, hallelujah, a new peace, new love, new laughter, new finances, come on, somebody, hallelujah, new money, ooh, thank you, oh God, new ventures, new surroundings, new territories, new land. New endeavors, new responsibilities, hallelujah, a new favor. Verse 2, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. I just heard a new testimony. Come on, speaking about God in a new way. I thank you, O God, for how you see us and you're remembering us in this time and moving. We have an expectancy, an expectation that you are moving on our behalf, answering our prayers that will produce a new song, a new tongue, a new mindset, a new walk. Amen. There's one more, and you can continue reading it, but there's one more, and her name is Mary in Luke chapter 1. And God visits, the Lord visits, the angel Gabriel visits Mary, and off of that encounter, because she believed. Let me read it real fast, and we're gonna be done in this day. Thank you. Luke 1, 45, and it says, "And blessed is she that believed." The angel came and spoke of a thing that never happened before her or after her. Unheard of! What are we gonna do? What are you gonna do when the Lord speaks to you, or as the Lord speaks to you, or as he has been speaking to you, or about what he spoke to you about? What are we gonna do? Look at the stuff and cause unbelief and doubt to enter in? Or believe no matter what we see? And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And blessed is she. And I'm going to say, and blessed are you. And blessed is he. And blessed is we that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And in verse 46 begins Mary's joyful song. God is doing a new thing in our life, in a new song, and he's making new ways, hallelujah, and leading us in new ways, hallelujah, in order of our steps in new ways. And we just thank you for the new that you're doing, oh God, exceedingly abundantly above all I can even ask, think, or imagine. I can even utter right now. And it's going to require your children to come back and recant and recount and speak on. This is how the new manifested in my life. In this area, the new manifested. So God, we just say thank you right now that you receive us, that you hear us, and that you are loving on us, even in new ways. And God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. I see you back next Thursday, same time, same place. Hallelujah. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell everybody you know. Amen. Shata. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.